Smart gas trick.
Y'all motherfuckers done turned on Kenny Omega. I predicted this shit. This shit's happening already. Before the show comes on next week on TNT, y'all motherfuckers already turning on AEW. And Kenny Omega is supposed to be your guy. That's y'all guy. And y'all turning on him already. Like, I don't get it. Like, what the fuck? Like, already? How? Why? Anyway, him and Donovan Dijakovic kind of got into a war of words on Twitter, and Kenny Omega cut a cleaner style promo on being the lead on YouTube, calling him Donovan Dickhead, and y'all motherfuckers went crazy on him. Like, y'all really turned on him. Like, how is that possible? Like, I've literally watched all y'all motherfuckers pop 70,000 boners when he came out and faced Okada at Wrestle Kingdom for 70 minutes. Like, fuck that wet shit. Y'all motherfuckers got hard watching him wrestle Okada and Jericho. Now this, like, how is this possible? But, hey, the fuck. I'm going to go on anyway, so. Smart-ass tricks, AEW style. Weird, I know. So, with the post under the video when he called Dominik Dijakovic Donovan Dickhead, the comments was a little wild. So, Joshua Thomas, Young Smart. So, y'all know how I get down. Gotta read it like a Young Smart.
I'm personally not a fan. He's not terrible by any means, but I don't know. I just don't care for him. I believe he's lost a lot of steam as well.
Okay, so you're not a fan and he's terrible, but you're saying he lost a lot of steam, meaning you have to watch him before to know that he has steam to begin with. So not only are you a smart-ass trick, you're a contradicting-ass smart-ass trick. Y'all ain't know I knew that word, huh? Hey, smart mark, bitch. That's me. So congratulations, Joshua Thomas. You, my friend, is a smart-ass trick. Next! I can't even understand this motherfucking name, so I'm just going to give him one. Fucking Juicy Smoyer. Juicy Smoyer says, I watched the Omega versus Pac match. Young Smart, by the way. Could be in his 30s, but hey, he looked like he listened to a lot of metal. So, I watched the Omega versus Pac match, and it was cool, and the finish was awesome. Because he put it in all caps, awesome. He's black, by the way. Yes, he's that one black friend that white people say they have to people who don't think they're racist. Anyway, but the psychology was ass. I'm saying it like that because he put a bunch of S's in there, like ass. He didn't say ass, he said ass. And mainly due to Kenny's reactions. It's like, why the fuck you got a pose for 75.8 seconds? Yes, this motherfucker counted. Probably. I'm pretty sure he did. Before damn near each solitary move. Like, dude, it seems I can get in tune with all the other personas, but this guy, man, I just don't get it. If he's angling to go heel, then I guess. Again, with the fucking S's. Why? But still, dude. Then he put the emojis with the throwing up the X's. He got like, you can put like the colors now for emojis. So if you're white, you can put the white ones. If you're black, you put the white one. Mexican, you put the brown one. You mix, you can put the in-between one. This motherfucker got the light-skinned motherfucking emojis. Not seeing your picture, Juicy Smoyer, you are not light-skinned. The real Juicy Smoyer is very light-skinned. But this Juicy Smoyer I'm looking at right now is not light-skinned. He's a chocolate person, just like me. I'm kind of caramel with it. I ain't going to say I'm all the way chocolate. I'm like the when you bite into a Three Musketeers bar, that shit in the middle. That's me. But anyway, I digress. Congratulations, Juicy Smoyer. You, my friend, it's a smart-ass trick. Next! Another one. The fuck? Adam Najuwa. He ain't African. I don't know what the hell he is. Anyway, Young Smart. I really don't understand where Kenny is going with his character and quote-unquote funk he's supposed to be going through in AEW. Clearly, y'all motherfuckers didn't watch Kenny Omega in New Japan. I didn't even watch Kenny Omega in New Japan for real, but I knew his damn character, the damn cleaner. He's being the cleaner like Y'all continue to let these wrestlers work y'all, even though y'all claim y'all just the smartest motherfuckers of all time, but yet you still get worked on the internet. So congratulations, Adam Najua, whatever the fuck your name is. You, my friend, it's a smart-ass trick. Next, David Steven Wilblin. Oh, y'all got the best fucking names of all time. But anyway, young smart. Of course, always a young smart. I don't never get the middle-aged motherfuckers. Y'all too busy raising families and having retirement plans and shit. But anyway, I like Kenny, but this was like watching paint dry. Have anybody ever watched paint dry? I know I haven't. So, yeah, shut up. Congratulations, David Steven Wilblin. You, my friend, is a smart-ass trick. Next! Tammy Jimenez. Ho, ho, ho! Oh, shit. We got us a female smart for the first time in X Marks the Spot Smart Ass Trick history. A fucking female smart. Wow. Tammy Jimenez. Hey, shout out to you. History in the making. I've never been in a... How the fuck... And I just went right into it. Like, how would a female smart sound? I never really... I never ran up on a female smart before. So, I don't know. So, I guess I read it the best way I can. As a fucking female smart. So, shit. Tammy Jimenez. I never been an Omega fan, but as nice as he, I hear he is his wrestling. Ooh, what the fuck? What is this? Oh my god. Y'all really need some Mavis Beacon. Some Title One. Y'all motherfuckers need to fucking proofread or some shit. I'm gonna try to read this again. I'm reading like her. I might have to read it in my voice. Nah, fuck that. I'm reading her voice. I wouldn't type no dumb shit like this. Oof. Y'all bear with me. This is rough. I've never been an Omega fan to me. Put a period there. I've never been an Omega fan to me as nice as he... I hear he is. His wrestling just bores me. And I don't know why. In my opinion... He's overrated. Whew. That was exhausting. Like, I'm sweating right now reading that shit. Like, that shit kind of pissed me off. Now, let me read it in my voice. I guess the way Tammy Jimenez meant to say it. Fuck it. Damn, I'm got to try to correct this shit. I'm in teacher mode again. Like, I don't want to be a teacher. I'm a teacher all week. I want to be a fucking podcast host right now. I want to talk shit about smarts. But no, motherfuckers like you, Tammy Jimenez, is making me be a teacher on my fucking show. Woosah. Anyway, I guess she meant I've never been an Omega fan, period. To me, as nice as he... Oh my god. As nice as I hear he is, his wrestling just bores me and I don't know why. In my opinion, he's overrated. I can't even read the shit. And I got a fucking degree. I went to college. I couldn't even read that shit. And I tried to piece it together. Nothing. Tammy Jimenez... You made history as being the first female smart on Smart Ass Tricks. But damn, we need some better representation. So hopefully the next female smart I get on here knows how to fucking spell, knows how to type, know how to structure as a sentence. I don't care if you comma splice, if you put a semicolon wrong, if you put dare when it's supposed to be dare, T-H-I-E-R instead of T-H-E-R-R-E, whatever the fuck. Hey, be my guest. But Tammy Jimenez... You made history for all the wrong reasons today, so congratulations, my sister. You is a smart-ass trick who can't spell or type, but shout out to you. So, I'm exhausted. I can't do no more, and I'm sure it's more, but fuck, I just can't. Maybe I need to proofread these fucking smart-ass trick moments before I read them, because I get a fucking headache. God, y'all... We might have to come up with another name for y'all, because Smart Mark's just not doing it. Because in order to be a Smart Mark, you kind of got to be smart. Hence the name. You know what the fuck I'm talking about. But yeah, smart-ass tricks. Fuck. Get some education.